Good afternoon, Audio Boo Land. It is freezing cold here. Okay, it's not freezing cold. I know many of you live in the northern realms where it gets really cold, but this is cold for Brisbane. It's also cold for a house that has no heating. So, I'm bunkered down in bed underneath my doona, keeping warm. Trying to get some headspace to attack the heap of work I've got. I listened to Paul Anderson's Audio Boo, and for those who don't know, Paul Anderson is my business partner and a very, very close friend of mine, and I realised that he and I struggle with the same work ethic problems. Paul was made redundant back in February, so he had his whole work structure upended. And in February this year, my son went to school, so I've been a stay-at-home mum for the past 6 years, in amongst editing magazines and writing and doing political activism and being a stay-at-home mum has never meant doing nothing, sitting on the couch eating chocolates or watching daytime TV, mum. What was I saying? So, yes, my son went to school in February, and ever since then I've really struggled just to get back into the groove of things. I think part of it was the expectation that suddenly I was going to have all this freedom, and discovered that, no, I didn't. I was going to have to get up early 5 days a week. It meant I my evening structure of my work day basically got chopped. And somehow I ended up with less time to work and to write than I had ever previously had. So I still struggle. I don't like the idea of sitting down at my desk at 9:15, getting back from school, and that's my work day. I'm a night owl, and I just really haven't found my groove. Last week I thought it was all coming together, and then somehow I forgot there were 2 weeks of school holidays, so so now I have all this work to do, and I have my son floating around, and I feel like a sad, pathetic, I suck mother, because we're not going out and doing anything enjoyable, but at the same time I'm tired and I'm not doing any work, and it just comes a really awful spiral. I realise that there's two things that really just destroy you as a writer: tiredness and apathy, and they feed each other. So I was hoping today that maybe we'd make some forward progression, but I got an email with a huge new work proposal arrived this morning, which at this point I can't say anything about. But it required a lot of thought and a lot of reflection, and then the time to sit down and write it all down. So I've just done that and sent that off. And I still have editing, I still have writing, I've even put off audio booing today, and anyway, hopefully at some point tonight I'll put on my scarf, a couple more jumpers, my fingerless gloves, and, I'll get a chance to, write down the second episode of Queen of Hearts. I've been doing lots of thinking about dancing dreams and all of that, and I was going to talk about dancing dreams, but it turns out that, no, I'm not talking about dancing dreams, but maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. And for everyone who's listening, Greg McQueen's looking for comments on ebooks, so put your thoughts down in Audio Boo and let him know. I'll be putting down mine shortly. For those around the world who are having a Friday night, enjoy. For those who have Friday morning, we'll see you later on in the evening.